Hello friends, this is Greg checking in from Dallas, Texas. I sent out one intercessor request message 2 weeks ago. So just to fill in the blanks for a little bit for you that aren't on the intercessor request email list, I let people know that I probably never felt so under attack from the time that I got off the trip into Buenos Aires. And this is usually what happens about the time that everybody's, including me, thinks it's all good now, I'm done with my mission trip. And then I'm here, I can rest now. Well, that usually seems to be when the attacks hit hardest. I mean, and there was all kinds. There was health attack, mental attacks, attacks from people, just everything opposite what seemed to happen when I was down ministering for 3 weeks straight. But after I sent the request out, things did seem to get a lot better. Thank you very much, Air Force. So I ended up flying out on time with everything pretty much wrapped up when I left Argentina. I arrived here on Wednesday the 18th, rather worn out as usual, since that's Friday before I left. And actually, you know, I got my 3 or 4 hours sleep on the plane, which is actually very good. The very next day, I was in a group of about 10 CEOs that one of the groups said, Joe Galindo, my main apostolic prophetic anchor out here, mentors. I had a chance to share with them and learn some things at the same time. I was involved in 4 other different Zoom calls ministering to CEOs with mostly people locally, but that's the more efficient way to do it, as we found out during COVID. I was primarily the prophetic consultant that just gave words as I got them for different people. And then one day that we drove and met a new guy that's coming on to Joe's teams. It's called the C12 group. This guy was is a major businessman that's has actually ministries into Guatemala and Honduras. And so he was very interested to hear all the stuff that I was doing. There's a lot of crossover there. So I had 6 different intense ministry times since I've been here in Dallas. On the last weekend, got to visit nephew and wife and family who used to be Antioch church leaders in Waco, Texas. Antioch at least used to be the closest thing to a Bethel Redding in Texas. And now my nephew and his wife are trying to get together a network of home church groups. And then I was able the next day to visit my niece and her husband, and they've definitely got a calling to also do the reform thing, since God put them on Wittenberg Gate Street, which is the gate that Martin Luther tacked on his 95 thesis about all the things that need to be changed till we get back to basics.
And as I preach,
we're going into even a more massive reform over the next few years, which is why he's sending guys like me around to press in this the new reforms that he wants to make in the church. So we get really back to the beginning. So I've been able to do a lot of ministry here, especially in the business people side. It is interesting how God, every place he puts me, it's always doing a different thing in each of those places, which makes me more well-rounded, and I learn a lot every time from different types of groups that he sends me to. I'm not going to stretch this out. I just wanted to give you, a final update on this trip. Pretty amazing, as anybody who listened to the first 3 field reports that I sent out heard. Thousands of lives touched.
All the Lord's doing.
And then it finished up with a great time ministering to a lot of business people here in Dallas, Texas. So I've been away from my home base, Phoenix, Arizona, for more than 2 months already. So this is about the longest trip I've ever been on, besides when I was stationed in places and stayed about that long a couple times, but never when I was like constantly ministering from place to place. So please pray that I get some good rest and catch up on things back in Phoenix. I got a good month's worth of stuff to do there. And then I'll give updates on where I'm heading next. Thank you again, all who've been praying, giving resources into this ministry. It's going to need a whole lot more resources if we're going to do what I believe I'm supposed to be doing coming up. But it takes a team, and the bigger the job is, the bigger the team has to be, and more diverse, actually. So the plan is to fly out this Saturday night, tonight. Please pray that I get back to Phoenix successfully and have plenty of time to get rested and caught up on all kinds of stuff. I love you guys. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon.